Abdu'l-Bahá arrives in the United States. April 27, 1912, Chicago. Publication, Miles City, Montana. Head of the Baha'ist sect, which has 14 million adherents here. In jail 50 years. Because his religious views, the greater portion of his life has been spent behind prison walls. Star Special. Chicago, April 26. Abdu'l-Bahá, head of the Baha'ist sect, which although originating in Persia now has over 14 million adherents in all parts of the world, has come all the way from Russia to address the faithful of the American Congress of Baha'ists, which will open here tomorrow for a session of the week. The aged Persian spent half a century of his life in prison on account of his religious views and his attempts to convert Mohammedans to the new faith, which, it is declared, embraces all that is best in all religions. Abdu'l-Bahá, whose father was the prophet and principal founder of the cult, says his purpose is to unite all religions into one. Before returning to Persia, he will address the Lake Mohonk, New York Peace Conference, the middle of next month. He is an advocate of universal peace, believers in women's rights, and is otherwise socially and politically progressive. While in Chicago, Abdu'l-Bahá will dedicate the new Mashriq al-Azkar, the first Temple of Unity, to be built by the Baha'ists in America. In addition to the nine-sided structure for religious worship, there will be four other buildings on the grounds. One, a hospice for entertaining traveling Baha'ists. Another, a hospital. A third, a school for orphans. And the fourth, a home for caretakers. On the Baha'ist movement, there are no preachers, as all teach and all work. Abdu'l-Bahá advocates that all Baha'ists, whether Catholics, Protestant, or of whatever sect, retain their membership in their own churches, living the life there, rather than forming a new congregation or sect. People of all denominations and of none are among those in attendance at the convention, and numbers of the delegates are wealthy and prominent in their own communities.